Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
I don't look like you. I was like, what the fuck? And then just on my face then, though, I don't, like I've got a rubber mask on.
You're not that wrong.
Don't look like I've got a rubber mask on.
I don't know which is worse. Like face to face or on a screen. You do actually look, where are your ears?
I look like I've got a rubber mask on, what the fuck?
Like Jim Carrey.
What the hell's happened to me?
Like rubber face.
I look like I've got a rubber, oh, you've pressed record it, man, pressed record.
These are the golden bits that you never record.
I genuinely look like I've got something wrong there.
This is interesting, so if you're just listening to this, you maybe should go onto YouTube and watch this, just see if you think Leon's got a rubber face.
Someone today at work, I don't know if you pressed record, so I don't know if I've said this already, because someone at work today said to me, you look really weird, what's wrong? You don't look like, he said, you don't look like you. I said, what do you mean you don't look like you? It doesn't look like you. What do you mean it doesn't look like me? It's me.
I've got a new face.
Yeah. So I've been ill, not...
After the weekend.
That's surgery.
After the week. Yeah. Is that it? Is that why you've...
Day off work because I've had surgery.
Where you've been?
Lengthy.
So, it's probably going to be very short and very sweet. Well, sweet's a very technical word, isn't it? We're both a bit ill. Aren't we? We pushed this right back to the last minute so we could do one. I think we both sort of rained off yesterday.
It was me. I was dead yesterday.
You did, and you ran very early, so I knew you were poorly. And then, but then as the day went on, I just felt worse. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And then today, I feel like I've been all right today. And then just as the days got longer.
Yeah. I think you're like I was on Friday. So... Let's wind back to Friday. We went on Steph's pack lunch. So, and I got up and I felt really lethargic and tired. I felt really worn out. I'd done a heavy exercise class on Thursday night. I did kettlebells and I proper went for it. I thought I was Bertie Big Boy and I was like proper throwing weights around, doing all exercise. Normally I'll do a bit of exercise, check technique out and then go. But I was going for it and I could tell I'd gone for it and I'd not talked out for a couple of weeks with one thing or another. And next morning, I thought, oh, do you know you've got DOMS? You think, oh, I've really had a good workout. I think I was actually ill. And I'm just like, yeah, I've had a good workout.
I think, though, that you've had quite a stressful couple of months.
Well, I've said that as well, because I've gone back to work today.
You didn't stay at home, though, did you?
No, I didn't. No, it's not been stressful, love. Not at all. But yeah, I said at work today, I said, with one thing or another, I've got things going on at work, I've got things going on at home. And I'm still doing exercise and doing all bits and bobs. I think I've just ran myself into ground full. So, I mean, at one point, when we were doing out, I was staying up to like 3 a.m. and stuff, and then going to work and doing all the crap at work and stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's just caught up with me a little bit as well.
I know when I get tired, I get run down.
Yeah. But I tell you what, no bloody ulcers. Normally, when I'm run down, I'm like, ulcer city in my mouth.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You know what? I get ulcers. I feel like I've got ulcers all the time. But when you don't have them,
you don't ever think. No. I got ulcers. I was getting ulcer I get them when I'm run down. When I used to do a lot of triathlons and stuff, I just get ulcers all the time.
Is that to do with, like, dry mouth, though? Like, when you bike and stuff?
I think it's I'm like a dog going, you've got air brushing into my mouth.
Eating flies.
Love it. Downhill. But, yeah, so, because when we go cycling, I come back with loads of ulcers. I think it could be, like, something to do with dry mouth, which is a bit weird.
I think I've looked it up before, because I thought having ulcers a lot was something that wasn't normal.
I thought it was like just a run-down thing.
I think it is.
And a bite. And my teeth are ridiculously odd-shaped and sharp, and I bite my cheeks and all.
Get
like,
hungry now.
Oh, fuck. Bit my lip.
Are we having a competition on who's poliest? Tell us about Saturday.
I thought we'd die on Saturday.
We should say as well, we're both drinking Lemsip. How times have changed.
Yeah.
Gone are the days when we'd have a bottle of red wine.
Well, on Friday night, I tried drinking it off. So, do you know, obviously, I just mentioned I wasn't very well. And Amy was like, why are you drinking if you're not very well? I'm like, well, I'm tired. At this point, I'm like, I'm just tired. Do you know what I mean? So I'll drink it off. I'll try and drink it off. Woke up on Saturday morning, I was like, death. I had to take no to football. What did I do with Ava? Oh, I took her to my mum's. I didn't show up with her to football. And one of the parents was like, because I came, I'm walking down the park, just sneezing, coughing, like, dying. I was like, what's up? And I was like, oh, I'm ill. And it's like, was it alcohol juice? I was like, no, but didn't have it. I got steaming last night, trying to drink it off, and I woke up worse. So, yeah.
I couldn't do it. I can't drink when I'm not very well. I'll have a couple, and then I'm just like,
see, I'm all right as long as I've got my taste. Do you know sometimes when you're not very well, like snuffly nose and stuff, you can't taste out, can you?
Yeah,
I can't drink then. But I was like, achy.
It's weird that, because I don't drink for taste. I drink to go into a world of oblivion.
I couldn't drink non-alcohol, and it tastes the same. But same thing, I can't be drinking to get steaming, but if I can't taste it, I'm like, what's the point? I'll just drink water or something.
So, did you get much sympathy then on Saturday with having a drink? Like, if you'd have just been poorly?
On Friday, I got sympathy because she could tell it, because she was at work all day, was Amy. I said, shit, God, Amy was at work. I'm talking about his cat's mother. She'd work all day, and then where did I take Noah? Oh, no, I took Ava to a pool party, and I went back out to pick her up. And as I came back in, it sort of like switched. I walked in, she was like, you look ill. I was like, really pale, sweating. But I couldn't sleep. That's the worst thing. Do you know when you're ill and you think, I'll just sleep it off, that's fine, I'll sleep it?
Yeah, the one thing you generally need, isn't it?
Oh, I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't lay comfortable. I was that much pain. I was sweating. And I had some really weird dreams on Saturday night, actually. Like proper, like, do you know, like...
Saturday night now.
Yeah, so Saturday night. So Friday night, I was just run down, had a drink, woke up Saturday morning, felt like garbage. Took notes of football. I was steady away, and I was like, do you know, like, a bit all right. And then, like I said, I took her to a pool party, came home, and sort of, like, someone flipped the switch. I was like, wow, I'm ill here.
Pool party's at tea time.
5 o'clock, 5 till 6.
Amy's sort of around coming home at this time.
Yeah, so as I came back in, she just got in as well from 6.
So what that tells me is that as a dad, you've managed to survive the day, and then as soon as your support comes,
I've gone,
your body's just gone, oh, thank God for that, you're here now, I'm going to die.
Yeah, take kids a lot of time. But yeah, and then in middle of night, she came to bed. I've gone to bed early, and she came to bed. And I woke up at night, absolutely dripping with sweat, and I was laying, I was shaking. I had like a jumper on and some tracky bottoms, because this is another thing I like to do. If I'm ill, I sweat it, I go for sweating out, I go for it. Do you know what I mean? I'll wrap up.
This must be really attractive for you.
Yes, me laying there just sweating,
like your hood up.
But it gets better. Let me get to that bit. So I had a jumper on, like a winter jumper, and some tracky, like thick tracky bottoms, and I laid in bed, and I was laid there, and I was proper sweating. But I heard that much. I was like, I sort of looked over, and I was like, oh, shit, there. And I was late. And then I was like, oh, I feel really ill. I think I'm going to die. Do you know what I mean? Like, get into my mind. I'm going to die. And then also I was late there, and I feel my hatch going, doof, doof, like really slow. And I was like, this ain't good. Why is my heart like beating really, really slow? And I was like, oh, I'm going to die. So I managed to get up out of bed. Oh, it gets better. It gets fucking better. So I climbed out of bed, goes to the toilet, and I have a wee. That's not where it gets better. I come back into the...
You managed to get out of bed to have a wee?
Yeah.
You're already sweating.
I'm going to just blame it on that. No, it'll have been dark yellow. It's just been a dirty state. So I come back. As it comes back in, I grab my hoodie, because I get out to bed, and I'm shaking like I'm freezing. Now I've got out of bed. So I get an hoodie, stick an hoodie on. So I've got a jumper on, trackies, and now a big thick hoodie. And then I grab a dressing gown as well, chuck the dressing gown on. So I've got two hoods on, I'm proper, like, laid in bed, duvet on, sweating like crazy. So I've got another 2 hours sweat and kip. This is where it gets good.
I still woke up about 8 stone.
I woke up about 5 in the morning. This is about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and this happened. I woke up about 5 in the morning. I was like, I'm really hungry. Really hungry.
No.
So. I scrambles out of bed, and I comes downstairs, like, looking around. And they had pizzas for tea, so there's like a big plate left of those pizzas. So I grabbed this pizza, hobbled into the living room, said, chopping pizza. Chopping pizza down. Took it back, stuck it. I left it in the living room, actually. And then grabbed a drink, and then went back to bed, and then went back to sleep again in the cocoon of sweat.
You make it up in the morning, good. a pizza for breakfast.
Well, Amy went off to work on Sunday because she'd like the weekend. And she was like, I thought she was mad because obviously the pizza was in the kitchen. So she went to sleep with pizza in the kitchen, woke up and like, the pizza gone? She's like, where's the pizza? And I was like, in the living room.
In my belly.
I was thinking, thank God I did it all. Because I was like, proper, like, I'm going to go. And then on Sunday, I woke up on Sunday because I got up about 9:30 and I felt all right. Weirdly, I felt all right. I thought, yeah, I'm going to do a bit. And there's like things I need to be done. So stupidly, I ironed and I got hot ironing done. Which.
Well, did you iron your hoodie? your dressing gown?
Burnt them. So I ironed. So I got loads of ironing done. And then just took a turn worse again. I was like, oh, why did I do that? Do you know? So then woke up Monday morning, like death. Then went until Monday night. I started to feel a bit better. I went back to work today and did a
it's
solid
not
shift.
Not to miss work either, is it?
Well, I messaged boss and I was like, yesterday I said, look, I'm really like, I've been in bed since Saturday. I ain't coming in today. I'm not
going
to. Yeah. I come in and I messaged him today and said, I'm not 100%, but I'm coming in. I'll keep myself to myself and stay out of the way and just in my own office sort of thing. He's like, if you don't feel well, don't come in. I was like, do you know what I was thinking? I can't, wouldn't have thought ever. I'd rather go in half ill. This is how bad it is. I'd rather go in half ill than have to put up with all the shit that I've got to walk into that extra day on Wednesday. I came in today. I said Friday off. No emails came on the weekend. I had Monday off. Guess how many emails I came into?
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
7,000.
Oh, okay, I'm not far off, mate. 177 emails.
Wow.
In 2 days, 2 operational days. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's ridiculous. Do you know what's funny about that, though? Didn't I say this to you the other week when I was in an email thread?
Mm.
And it was something like, can anybody do this day?
Yeah, never.
And then, just don't reply to all, just reply to the person. That's the only person that needs to know.
Yeah. Do you know, Pete, I've got this thing at the moment. I don't reply to all. So if someone sends a thing out, I'll go back to the person who sent the email. Unless the someone in the thread needs to, then I'll cherry pick them out and add them into it, something. But if I clock on that someone's a send to all person, they get sent to all from me. and they'll get a send to all, and then they'll get, oh, sorry, I forgot about this. And then I'll get another one.
Do you know what I was thinking this the other week? We was talking about how petty things are at work. And one guy was talking about his brother. And he does something on, I think it's on Instagram, that's really petty. This would be a great episode to do of stuff we do. Because I think I need something that's petty.
Oh.
You know, like, if somebody parks outside your house, just stick a note on the car.
Yeah.
Just go in.
Oh, yeah. I love being petty.
Yeah.
I love being petty.
I think it's something...
So I love being petty, but I won't go to the point where it could ruin someone's day.
No.
But I'll be like, someone, I say, someone get an email thread and me joining the thing. It could tip someone over the edge there, because sometimes I think.
So if you're, say you're sat in your car, in a busy car park, and you get a car come along and as if they're waiting for you to get out, as if to kind of hold
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just get out, you can't walk away.
Yeah, yeah. That's petty. See, I'd do that. Yeah. I'd do that, definitely.
It's stuff like that. We'll pull a petty episode together.
Yeah, big time.
What's your drug intake while you're poorly?
Just... Heroin, smack. Oh, I can get my hands on. Get dealer shout. Come on, get up me on, mate.
See where my dealer is.
Why are you not going, chief?
Just bring all sorts.
Cold and flu, just normal limited cold. Well, I've had... do you know what? We had combinations. So I had some Tesco's on and I had some Lidl's on. And you know, the Lidl's on one was much better.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod before, but I don't understand how paracetamol works. What I mean by that is, how can you go to one shop and it's 28p and you go to another shop, paracetamol, and it's like £4?
So
surely the ingredients are the same.
No, well, so you'll have the same quantity of paracetamol. So if it's 200 milligrams of paracetamol, they've both got 200 grams. But what the high quality one will do, will cut it and lace it with things like caffeine, like energy boost. You know, they'll add extra products in that gear that peppens it.
I can do that.
Like the night ones.
I have a chemistry set. I can do that.
Go for it. Take your eyebrows off. I think that's what it is. I think that's the difference. Like, it's not a better quality paracetamol. It's just got other things in that will help you.
This might be something I need to check. I might just need to... I'm definitely going to buy a £4 pack of
paracetamol. No, that's, that's what I think it is.
I just don't get it. Surely a drug is a drug.
We say that. So, if you go buy a dime... Is it a dime bag? From old scruffy boy around corner.
What?
Is it a dime bag? Is it called a dime bag?
Are we talking drugs?
Yeah.
Like smack?
I don't know about smack, but it's like a dime... Like I think it could be... Do you know what? I think it's American, because I'm saying dime, and dime's American, isn't
yeah.
it? So I think I'm...
So we're talking 50p bag?
It could be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Anyway, you can go buy from Dirty Johnny round corner, and it's not going to be as good quality as... it's like a Breaking Bad, that's what I'm after.
You just say Breaking Bad, haven't you? Dirty Johnny don't live round corner. Dirty Johnny's not real.
No, but... So Breaking Bad, they have different quality.
Right.
So I think it does make a difference, sure. Then. The quality of
it. I think when you talk prescription and non-prescription, though, that's how it's like how it's cut in it. They lace it with other stuff to water it down a bit,
right,
so they get more for the buck, for the dime, maybe.
Yeah. Is it efficiency? I don't know.
But I tell you what, I've just had that Lemsip, and I think that's an own bargains.
Oh yeah,
you can tell a difference in taste between that and a branded Lemsip.
I couldn't.
Couldn't you?
No, that is good gear. That
you're welcome.
I like a Lem. I actually telling that. I think that's bearable compared to some Lemsips. I'm like,
well, I think that's quite sour.
Oh,
I think that's quite sour. Well, do you know what? I don't really like Lemsip. It's not what I like, but I do generally think it makes me feel better.
Oh, I like it.
It perks me up.
Yeah, I like the warm.
Yeah, all that. It's like a hug in a mug. Lemon what? A lemon hug in a mug.
I could kind of like rum one, though.
Ah.
I don't like one.
There's only two flavours, isn't there? Is there any other flavours?
Maybe you can get an orange one.
You reckon?
I don't know. I don't like blackcurrant because I don't like warm blackcurrant.
Do you have any alternative medicines?
Well, like chakra,
just that
waving smoke around the room.
Yeah, you enjoy that?
No,
because there's a lot of like herbal stuff in there. Is it like placebo type thing? I was thinking paracetamol. If I got pain in my leg, how does the paracetamol know that pain in my leg?
I'm the exact same as you. I think it just shuts off all pain altogether. I think you can take a paracetamol. My knees ache. Take a paracetamol. And then just punch yourself in cock and go, didn't feel it. Paracetamol's on the house.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to have a paracetamol, then punch you in cock.
And go, I don't know how you felt it, I just have a paracetamol. because like general anaesthetic has to be administered to the area, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you can't just take, it's some general anaesthetic, take this tablet and your whole body goes numb.
Is this just, have I been thick here?
No, you don't. I think you've just unlocked the whole drug industry. They've gone, someone in the room just gone, take him out. He's going to cost us billions, this kid. He's just
found us out. He's just... Kill him.
I've always wondered how it knows where. Because, like, when you put your back out and stuff like that, you'll take some, like, you know, what's that one that targets the pain? Is it like,
Coco?
No,
that's the same though, isn't it? It's just in a stronger paracetamol.
Yeah, there's one like a brand. It's like a Target. I always get that one.
Oh, right.
I don't know what it's called. Anyway.
Yeah, and like say, if you've got like your rub gel on yourself, what you like a special type of gel? When I say gel, I mean lube.
Yeah, because you rub it on the area that hurts. Oh yeah,
you rub it on the area that it needs rubbing on.
Yeah. Yeah, so you rub it on the affected area, but a tablet somehow gets into your bloodstream and goes right to that problem.
Yeah. Exactly. So, is it placebo? Is it?
Do you know what you should do?
Take a paracetamol and punch you in the cock.
No. If you hurt, like your toe and your finger, and see which one goes away first.
Let's do it. I'll get my hammer out.
Do you know what I do if like
take your sock off now.
Two places that hurt? I wonder if the one furthest away from your cob would get the. Like, I stub my toe. Fuck that hurt. Break my finger. I suppose it depends which ones you've bought the more, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If we lop your little finger off, paracetamol probably not going to touch it.
Yeah. Because when I'm sniffing, I was in absolute agony. How did it know my bits were hurting? It numbed them bad boys down.
It did. You just took it for granted.
I think I had an infection.
You definitely did.
So you're not very well as well, yeah. It's all about, not all about me. No, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I said to you the other week. No, I said it to you today. I had a funny turn the other week in car.
Oh yeah, you did something.
And it was a pain in my chest that I've never felt before. I get heartburn sometimes, but this was just like in the morning, and I just started to get this pain in my chest, and I'm generally thinking, is this a fucking heart attack? Yeah. And so I was driving, and I knew where I was going, but I don't know road numbers and stuff.
Yeah, like yeah.
So I was generally thinking, and I was looking on my map, where am I? Because if I need to ring an ambulance, I would only ever, if I genuinely thought something was wrong. But it got to them sort of levels. Never felt that pain.
Do you have all three words on your phone?
No, I don't.
Get it downloaded.
Yeah, you're right. It should do.
Because I think I've got three words. I'm maybe making this up. I'm sure you can like copy and paste. You know, so you have to type them out. I think you can copy and paste your location, and then you can like message it.
I've been tracked by police before.
Huh?
Like when I've broke down a car and not known where I was. So the breakdown company got in touch with police. The police rang me and then searched my phone.
And they could do that.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So, and then obviously RAC found me. I mean, I should have known. I was on a motorway. But this was the days before like sat navs.
Yeah.
I was on like a map. I'm on this bit of map, I think. Oh, I'm Spain. But yeah, that's an absolute good shout, that, to get that downloaded. That's the best that I've ever invented, I think.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
It must be. Yeah, so I felt rubbish the other week, but I'd done Great North Run, and I think that kind of knocked me a bit. A lot of training, and then the other week I did the Three Peaks, and then that sort of tired me, I think. And then I had a bad night's sleep, and I just feel a bit tired. And the thing is, when I'm tired, like, no gets done either, because I just can't be bothered.
Yeah, that's worse.
I can't bother to clean and tidy. I start eating rubbish because I can't bother to stand and cook.
Yeah.
One of the things about when you put is to eat well, isn't it?
Yeah, get those vitamin C in,
And if you can't be bothered to cook, it makes it hard work.
Yeah.
We're so feeling sorry for ourselves out.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
This is bad times. Let's wrap it up. We'll just do a short one tonight because we're both poorly and we're off to bed.
Separately. And I need to go check what's on my face.
Yeah. We should say there is an extra episode that's going to go out, but it's terrible audio. It was in the car, we recorded it. We tried it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did put one out the other week, so we're going to put this one out as an extra.
We apologise about that quality. Well, we had a few thingy. Because I think it's how you listen to it, in the fact that I think it's all right on YouTube, the sound looks too bad, but if you try and listen to it in headphones, it proper dings you.
I listened to it in my headphones. I thought it was all right.
Oh, see, I was aware. I was in care.
But I think I was kind of aware of it. Yeah. So maybe I could. There's possibly editing software out there that can help to.
We ain't doing that.
We ain't going to them sort of level, so deal with it.
Yeah. Did you have any issues with the episode that's just gone?
No.
I seem to get like skippy bits.
It could have just been loss of internet, maybe. Skippy bits, as in like kangaroos.
Yeah.
Lots of kangaroos.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate when I get kangaroos.
I know. Tell me that someone's down a well. Is it Skippy?
Tell me kangaroo dance bar.
Who was that? Was that kangaroo famous kangaroo? Royal
like, Famous.
No, fucking hell, mate. We don't fucking.
Cancelled.
Send it now.
We're off. Hashtag. We'll wrap it up. I'm on back on telly on Friday. I'm flying solo.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, I can't go. I'm off London.
Yeah, you're going to London. I've got nothing else to do, so I thought I'll just do it. We putting money on that my bit gets cut again.
It's funny that.
Happened again last week, didn't it?
I watched myself back, actually.
No, I haven't. I haven't actually watched it. But do you know what? I enjoyed that episode. But it was a good episode.
Do you know the content of what? I'm not saying I don't enjoy the content, but sometimes you're like, I'm proper like getting into it, like I'm loving what they're talking about. Like I could say I could watch
good
it.
Guests,
I do watch it. Yeah.
Have you seen the email that come through? Did you get the text message?
No.
Oh, it's on my phone. I can't show you. Basically, there's a new segment starting on a Friday. It's a sex segment.
Oh, nice.
And they want to know potential stories or questions or anything you have. And somebody will answer your questions.
I'm all right.
I am good.
My works. She's happy. She hasn't moaned yet. I mean, she hasn't complained.
She won't while you're sweaty. You need armbands. I'll be honest, I've not sent anything back. I listened to that tantric episode last week and I did that dancing thing
I was expecting a bit more. I'm still not interested. I need to Google tantric a bit more actually and get boring to it.
Do it. Google her words.
Did the messenger?
I got an email through.
Right.
And then I got a text through. She maybe texted me because she knows I'm on Friday.
Yeah, she will.
And I didn't respond to the email.
Ah, you are.
Because.
Oh, please have a story.
I was trying to think of something that I could water down that's not. Why does my Willie have a funny bend in it?
You got a funny bend?
No, my Willie doesn't have a funny bend in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a normal bend in it.
Nothing goes right.
Look around corners. It's like a periscope.
One of those guns that you can look around corners and fire.
Yeah. So I was trying to think of one, but I couldn't think of one. And she wanted it yesterday, so I hadn't sent it.
Oh, there'll be some of the guests. I'll have some writing stories.
Yeah.
I wonder who's on.
Don't know.
So the new, is it like the poo one? They're going to do it for a couple of weeks. I've not seen the email.
It strikes me that it's going to be a thing that happens every Friday.
What, forever?
Well, for the foreseeable.
Because that poo thing was on for about 4 or 5 weeks, wasn't
it?
Yeah. I had some good content with poo.
You send one in, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in the office and I was like, I did it like 3 times. The first one, I started pissing my pants. I started talking, I was like, ah!
It does say they prefer to be in the studio, but if you wanted to do it via Zoom, you could do. You could be in the car on the way down to London and just going, yeah, why is it late green stuff outside?
No, it's out front, isn't it? Because that comes out.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it? The green stuff. Yeah, it's normal. Right, I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
I hope you get better soon.
I'll be fine, mate.
Good.
Bonjour. Toodaloo. Stay safe.
Keep smiling. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you're providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.